Welcome, everyone. I'm Eric Nyquist, part of NASCAR's communications team, and thank you for joining us this evening at the NASCAR Hall of Fame here in Uptown Charlotte. Today is one of the cornerstone dates on the NASCAR calendar as we announce the NASCAR Hall of Fame Class of 2020 and the winner of the 2020 Landmark Award for Outstanding Contributions to NASCAR. Earlier today, the NASCAR Hall of Fame voting panel reviewed, discussed, and voted upon the five new members of the Hall, along with the recipient of the Landmark Award. The accounting firm EY tabulated the ballots and have placed five envelopes which contain the names of the Class of 2020. Those names will be revealed shortly. We'd like to thank the voting panel for their efforts in selecting this next year's class. We'd also like to thank our fans who are watching live on NASCAR.com and listening in on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. And speaking of our passionate fans, they once again played an important role in this process. Via the NASCAR.com fan vote, their ballot counted as one of the important ballots cast today. We thank you for all of your votes. And finally, I'd like to welcome all of the NASCAR Hall of Famers who are here in attendance today, as well as the current nominees and their families. And now, it's time. First, to introduce the Landmark Award recipient, please join me in welcoming NASCAR President Steve Phelps.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here. Welcome, everyone. The Landmark Award for Outstanding Contributions to NASCAR honors those who have made a significant impact to the growth and success of our sport. The accomplishments of the nominees for this annual award have forever shaped NASCAR, and more often than not, their contributions are outside of a race car. It is now my pleasure to announce that the winner of the 2020 Landmark Award for Outstanding Contributions to NASCAR is Edsel Ford.
A heritage in motorsports that dates back to the birth of the automobile. Edsel Ford II is the great-grandson of Henry Ford, founder of Ford Motor Company, and has been a member of the board of directors since 1988. Edsel began his career at Ford Motor Company in January 1974. Mr. Ford is active in dealer relations, customer advocacy, motorsports, and corporate history. Ford Motor Company's long tradition of winning in the NASCAR Cup Series dates all the way back to the 1950 season. Manufacturers' championships, owners' championships, and driving championships across NASCAR's three national touring series are all part of Ford's heritage that continues to this day. Ford presently has several organizations in the NASCAR Cup Series, including the sport's longest-running manufacturer-team relationship with the Wood Brothers that extends over six decades. Mr. Ford is very active in several charitable organizations, including the Henry Ford, the Empowerment Plan, the Race Against Dementia, and the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. In January 2013, Edsel was presented with the Keith Crane Automotive News Lifetime Achievement Award. In March 2017, he was honored with the Carroll Shelby Spirit Award.
Joey Logano is going to win Ford EcoBoost 400.
You won the championship, baby! Yeah!
In 2018, Edsel was on hand when Ford won its 16th Manufacturers Championship in NASCAR during Ford's championship weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Edsel, congratulations on such a well-deserved award. Shifting gears now, I'd like to bring up Mike Helton, NASCAR Vice Chairman, to take us through our 2020 Hall of Fame class. Mike?
Thank you, Steve, and Edsel, congratulations. If there's nobody on that list who is as deserving as you are, and I'm proud to have been on it with you, but congratulations. you're a great asset to our sport and a lot of forms of motorsports, so thank you for that. So now let's get on with the class of 2020. We had another fun day of voting and conversation, a lot of dialogue about people who knew some of the people that we voted on, but it was exciting as it was, as always has been. Our first inductee, one of the most interesting characters in our sport, not just currently, but in all time, Tony Stewart.
As a driver, Tony Stewart was versatile, talented, outspoken, and dominant. The open-wheel prodigy began his NASCAR Premier Series career in 1999 and became one of the most successful drivers of the new century. Short track, super speedway, road course, didn't matter. Stewart won everywhere. On big stages like the Brickyard 400, and with championships on the line like in his 2011 playoff run, Stewart was in a class of his own. In his rookie year, Stewart won three races and Rookie of the Year honors. 3 years later, he was a champion, claiming the 2002 title. He duplicated that feat in 2005. As an Indiana native, no racetrack meant more to Stewart than the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. His two wins in the Brickyard 400 are the crown jewels in his tally of 49 Premier Series victories. In 2009, Stewart partnered with Gene Haas to form Stewart Haas Racing. Together, they won the Premier Series championship in 2011. It was an electrifying playoff performance. Stewart won 5 out of 10 races and edged out Carl Edwards on a tiebreaker, making Stewart the first driver owner to win the title since Hall of Famer Alan Kulwicki in 1992. Stewart enjoys continued success as a car owner. In just 10 short years, the team laid claim to multiple titles and over 50 wins. Tony Stewart ended his driving career as a three-time champion, 49 wins, and continues to be one of the biggest superstars in the sport.
What a great inductee. Congratulations, Tony. Next, he now joins his second professional sports Hall of Fame, Coach Joe Gibbs.
Winning championships is Joe Gibbs' specialty. He's done it at the top level in two wildly different sports. The three-time Super Bowl winning coach founded Joe Gibbs Racing in 1992, growing it to the multi-car powerhouse that consistently competes for championships at NASCAR's highest levels.
Well, Joe Gibbs, you're pretty used to the big occasion, the coach of the winning team just a few weeks back at Super Bowl. How are you feeling today with auto racing Super Bowl?
About the same way. I'm kind of nervous right now. My job here is not as crucial as it is at a Super Bowl, but I know my place here.
Since the modest start, Gibbs teams have captured 4 Premier Series titles and 5 NASCAR Xfinity Series owner championships. Known as a master motivator, Gibbs has more than 140 Premier Series owner wins, ranking 3rd all time. They include multiple Daytona 500 championships and Brickyard 400 victories. His Premier Series titles have come with 3 different drivers, Bobby Labonte, Tony Stewart, and Kyle Busch. Busch's championship was the first in the Premier Series for Toyota. In addition to the team's Premier Series champions, many accomplished drivers have taken the wheel for Gibbs, including Dale Jarrett, Matt Kenseth, Denny Hamlin, Carl Edwards, and Joey Logano. Referred to in NASCAR circles as simply Coach, Gibbs was enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1996. Joe Gibbs is a man of deep faith with a passion for leadership, and his values and competitive spirit have carried him to the pinnacle of NASCAR success.
Congratulations, Coach. Our next inductee has been a steward of this sport for a long time, one of the greatest mechanics, championships, victory lanes, great drivers, great stewardship, but he was also a great friend of Bill France Jr. and an ear that he could call and ask for what actually was really going on in the garage area, Waddell Wilson.
I'm down here with Waddell Wilson. Wilson, Buddy Baker's brilliant crew chief and engine builder.
Waddell Wilson, Benny Parsons' crew chief, pole setter 4 years in a row.
A dual threat as an engine builder and crew chief, Waddell Wilson powered and guided cars to some of the biggest victories in NASCAR history. He originally gained acclaim for building the engine for Holman Moody that Fireball Roberts used to win the 1963 Southern 500.
Fireball Roberts wins the Southern 500 as the starter loses his cap.
As an engine builder, he supplied the power that helped David Pearson win back-to-back Premier Series championships in 1968 and 1969, and Benny Parsons win the Premier Series title in 1973. Wilson's engines powered some of the greatest drivers to ever wheel a car, including NASCAR Hall of Famers Pearson, Roberts, Bobby Allison, Cale Yarborough, and Darrell Waltrip to 109 wins and 123 poles. Wilson guided three cars to victory lane in the Daytona 500 as a crew chief, winning the Great American Race with Buddy Baker and Cale Yarborough. The famed gray ghost he assembled for Buddy Baker still holds the Daytona 500 record with an average speed of 177.602 miles per hour.
The 1980 Daytona 500 waving like mad as he crosses the line. Buddy Baker has done it.
In 1982, Wilson built the first engine to help a Premier Series driver break the 200-mile-per-hour barrier when Benny Parsons turned a 200.176-mile-per-hour qualifying lap at Talladega for the Winston 500. Directing his drivers to 22 wins and 32 poles, Waddell Wilson is recognized as one of the sport's most versatile and dynamic crew chiefs.
Congratulations, Waddell, who is still today very active in this sport. Our next inductee, one of the most hard-charging drivers who loved to go fast and carried the name of the gentle giant, Buddy Baker.
Buddy Baker, 6 feet five, and every inch a racer.
With his father, Buck Baker, serving as his mentor, Buddy Baker quickly developed a reputation for record-setting speed on the racetrack. Nicknamed Leadfoot, Baker won 19 races and 40 poles during his 34-year career. In 1970, Baker became the first driver ever to break the 200-mile-per-hour mark on a closed course. Baker is also one of the few drivers to win at the sport's most prestigious tracks, Daytona, Charlotte, Talladega, and Darlington.
Buddy Baker takes the checkered flag to win the Southern 500.
In 1980, the gentle giant won the coveted Daytona 500 while driving his famous number 28 Grey Ghost to victory.
Buddy Baker has pulled it off.
I'd like to say a lot of things. I can't. I'm caught up in myself right now.
Our fifth member of the 2020 class, another quiet guy until he got behind the wheel of a race car. He now joins his brother in the Hall of Fame, Bobby Labonte.
The ultimate grinder, Bobby Labonte, raced any car he could get behind the wheel of before he got his first break as a full-time Premier Series driver at 28 years old in 1993. His persistence paid off with a career highlighted by 21 trips to victory lane and the 2000 Premier Series title, driving for car owner Joe Gibbs. A success in all three of NASCAR's national series, Labonte is one of the few to win both an Xfinity and Premier Series championship. The Texan showed up on the biggest stages throughout his championship season, earning two of his four wins in the Brickyard 400 and the Southern 500. He beat out second place Dale Earnhardt by 255 points for the series crown. In a Premier Series career that spanned three decades, it's no wonder Labonte drove for many car owners. Along with Kurt and Kyle Busch, Bobby and his brother Terry are one of two pairs of brothers who each boast a Premier Series championship. Bobby Labonte's NASCAR career is an inspiring model of persistence and consistency.
Congratulations to the NASCAR Hall of Fame Class of 2020 and the 2020 Landmark Award recipient. It is the highest recognition of excellence in our sport and the pinnacle of their respective careers. This concludes today's formal announcement. The media are invited to remain for a series of interviews. We thank you all for your attendance and being here today for this special moment, and we hope to see you all on Sunday evening for the running of the Coca-Cola 600 at 6 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Have a great evening.